Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local college student has recently returned from playing basketball overseas on our national team. What did he learn? Let's go in depth with Connor Reardon with Simpson College. Connor, where are you from?
Ankeny, Iowa.
And what brought you to Simpson?
I wanted to stay fairly close to Central Iowa, and then I wanted to keep playing basketball, obviously, and I just developed a really good relationship with Coach Bjorkren during the recruiting process, and Simpson just felt like a very good fit and felt like it could definitely be a new home for me.
So was it a good decision?
Yes, I think it's the best decision of my life, to be honest.
Okay, well, cool. And what's your major?
I'm a mathematics major with a secondary ed minor, so I plan on teaching mathematics.
And why?
I started as an actuary. Didn't think there was enough interaction for me with others, and I've always just been drawn to developing youth and being a role model for youth. So I thought, you know, a teacher, you know, using my math gifts, being able to help kids would be a good fit for me.
You say gifts. Math is a gift that's always come easy to you?
It's been pretty natural for me. I've always picked it up pretty easy, but you know, it's something you definitely have to work at, too.
So it's, people think, oh, you know, you're a piano prodigy or something, or a math prodigy or something, but there's always work involved.
Oh, definitely. I wouldn't call myself a math prodigy. I've definitely had to work a lot and practice a lot at it, but I'd say it's paid off.
Well, kids in school often have trouble with math. What makes you think that you're going to be able to teach both the kids that are really good at math and the kids that struggle?
Yeah, that's something we work on in classes too. We have to, you know, differentiate between readiness and different interests. I know, like, some kids just aren't, you know, naturally inclined to math, so I think just finding a common ground for students, making sure students receive a variety of different problems and workloads that benefits and suits them on their personal basis is really important. So, I mean, that's obviously going to be more work for me, but that's definitely something I'm willing to do to help the youth.
And in addition to math, you're quite the basketball player. You were selected to play for the national team, and you played in Brazil.
Yep.
What was that process? How did you get to the national team?
Yeah. So actually, one of my good friends from Wartburg, he played on the team last year. And so I kind of had a connection there. But, yeah, they kind of reached out to me about it. That's something I didn't apply for, so it was quite the honor just to be invited to that. And, yeah, it was just an opportunity I couldn't pass up.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Connor Reardon with Simpson College. And when did you go?
I went from July 8th through the 18th.
So 10 days.
Yep.
And how many games?
We played four down there.
All right. And how did you do?
We went 4-0. We played two professional teams down there, and then two kind of club sort of teams. So it was a good variety of competition. Some of the teams weren't as good as the others, but it was definitely a good experience playing some, you know, pros.
And beating them.
Yeah. Yep. We had a really good team. Players from all across the country, lots of different skill levels, and so it was quite the honor being able to play with some really good players just from all over the country, and yeah, we're a really good team.
What was Brazil like?
It was really cool. Got to see a lot of the cool sights. We stayed in Rio for quite a bit, so we got to see like the Christ the Redeemer statue. We got to see a lot of the sites where the Olympics were held at a couple of years ago. But yeah, the language barrier was kind of, you know, difficult at first. There's, you know, a lot of like vendors that tried to pick on us because we're Americans, and so that was kind of difficult. But just as Americans, we really stand out down there. So it was nice to just interact with people because people were very willing to interact with us.
The vendors taking advantage of you, as you said, pick on you? Or
yeah, I mean, like, they're all over like the beach and just like the streets. So they would always just like come surround us and try to sell us their stuff, more so than just like other locals.
Okay, so the vendors were trying to make some money.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
And so your biggest impressions, I presume, were the people that you interacted with, the other players? And
yeah. Like my teammates?
Teammates, and then the people that you were playing against, did you get to talk to them?
Yeah, yeah. First,
except they're speaking Portuguese.
Right, yeah. So my teammates, it was really cool because, you know, we kind of all came in to the same situation. None of us knew each other. All of us came from different backgrounds. But we kind of just embraced that fact. And just for those 10 days, we really just did bond. Like, we had a lot of time spent together on our bus rides and, like, the 9-hour flight. So, like, it was just a really unique experience and really made some really good friends out of it. And then, like, the other teams, that was super cool to see, too, just seeing, like, kind of, like, the different lifestyle of some, like, the professionals down there. A lot of them had actually played, like, Division II or Division III in the United States as well. So that was interesting to hear how they got to Brazil from there. But, yeah, it was really unique.
How's the pay for a professional basketball player in Brazil?
It varies. Some of the higher leagues, you get paid pretty well. But then I know some of the other leagues, people do it more as, not like as their main job. They'd work and then play kind of like on the side and just earn a little bit through basketball.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Connor Reardon with Simpson College. So no future professional career in basketball for you?
I've considered it. Yeah, I'm going to keep my options open, see kind of how the senior year goes, and hopefully my body stays healthy. And I'll kind of reevaluate that as we get closer to the spring.
Well, I'm sure, like most American young basketball players that are male, would want to play in the NBA, but would you think about playing overseas somewhere?
Yeah, that would be the plan. I haven't been to Europe, but I'd like to check out Europe. I know they have some good leagues, and I know there's some players from this conference who have gone over to Spain or to Europe, or different areas in Europe. So, it's something I'd definitely be willing to check out.
And pursue that route, and then maybe go back to your teaching, or just...
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, retire rich at age 28 or something.
that'd be interesting. Yeah, just I think, you know, my body, it's only in this condition at one point in my life. So if I have the opportunity to do it, I think it'd be a really, really unique experience and, you know, go see the world a little bit. And then I feel like, yeah, I can always come back here and be able to pick up my teaching career.
Now, were the people that you played down there, were they all Brazilians, or were there any Americans that played for the Brazilian teams?
Pretty much they were all Brazilians. There were a couple Americans, like I said, who had played here in the...
Oh, yeah, Division III.
Division II, Division III, and then had gone down there to play professionally.
So was this just a one-time deal that you got to go to, or do you get to go back, or what?
Yeah, it was just a one-time thing. They take a team every year, but they'll look for, like, a new group next year.
To give as many guys.
Right, yeah.
Do they do this for women, too?
Yep, there was a women's team with us.
Okay, so to give the guys and gals different opportunity. Okay, well, very good. Were you able to learn anything about the culture of Brazil?
Oh, definitely. So it was really cool just to kind of be able to explore. We got to go around the city a lot. It's very art-based. There's a lot of art, a lot of markets where they're selling, like, local art or local just pieces that locals make. It was cool to interact with a lot of, like, the kids. The kids love, like, getting to interact, like, with us Americans. I know I talked to some kids who it's, like, their dream to be able to come to America, so that was really cool just to, you know, talk with them, share my experience with them, and kind of just give them some inspiration for their futures. But yeah, overall, it was a really unique experience, getting to just, you know, eat their food, go out and interact with locals. So yeah, definitely very culturally enriching.
Mm-hmm. What surprised you?
Honestly, probably like the food surprised me a lot. I thought it was going to be a lot different, but it was not different at all. They just eat like a lot of steak, a lot of meats. Pretty much every like restaurant we went to was a buffet. It was just rice, beans, meat, fruit, and I thought it was going to be like way different. And I was excited to try something new, but then I was also, you know, like excited to just eat a lot of steak the whole trip. It was cool.
So they eat like us. Or I bet your team picked the buffet just because they knew all of you guys
right.
would
yeah.
want
For
different
sure.
things.
Yeah.
It's just easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. And probably more reasonably priced.
Right, definitely.
Yeah, you don't need to put you in fancy restaurants.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Did this trip change you as a person?
I think it just kind of gave me a new perspective on things and just gave me a new insight as to what life is like in other places of the world. I've never been out of the country, so like it was really cool just seeing a new place and getting to experience just a different culture. Definitely feel very blessed to be where I'm at here in Indianola and in Iowa. But yeah, it was a super cool experience, and I think, you know, I'll use it going forward for sure.
Thanks to Connor Reardon for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.